Good day, and welcome to the National Immigration Forum Western Regional Dreamers Press Call Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Kathleen Farrell. Ma'am, go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the National Immigration Forum Press Call on support from Western leaders for Dreamers. In September, the Trump administration announced an end by March 5, 2018, to the program known as DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a program that protected some 800,000 young undocumented people from deportation and allowed them to work, study, and in many cases provide for their families. The end of DACA means that a significant number of young people are already at risk of deportation, and that number will begin to increase sharply early in the new year unless Congress passes a permanent legislative solution that addresses Dreamers in a constructive, compassionate way. This morning, we're fortunate to have with us on this call Sheriff Margaret Mims of Fresno County, California, Beck Taylor, President of Whitworth University from Spokane, Washington, Jason Mathis, Executive Director of the Salt Lake City Chamber of Commerce, and Gerardo Castro, a DACA recipient and student at Brigham Young University in Utah. With that, let me turn this over to our first speaker, Sheriff Margaret Mims. Please go ahead, Sheriff.
Thank you, Kathleen. I'm here today to talk about the urgent need for Congress to pass a legislative solution for Dreamers that's timely, inclusive, and earned. Just this morning, the Law Enforcement Immigration Task Force, a group of that I'm one of the co-chairs for, it consisted of nearly 90 sheriffs, police chiefs, and other law enforcement officials, have sent a letter to members of Congress urging a solution for Dreamers without including other provisions that would hurt our ability to keep everyone in our community safe. Let me explain what that means in a public safety perspective. Right now, if Dreamers are driven back into the shadows, we know we will have part of our community that are afraid to report crimes because of the unnecessary fear of deportation. We need to encourage our community to trust law enforcement and be involved with helping us hold those accountable who commit crimes. Immigration reform and allowing DACA members to continue to stay in this country will help us do that. I want to make sure that you understand that we support a secure border. In fact, we support technology, not just the wall, but technology to help do that. But this action will really help us keep our community safe. We know that DACA members are already been vetted. They're not a danger. They have passed a background. And unfortunately, without immigration reform and without the urgent provision to allow those that are covered by DACA and were covered by DACA, we further jeopardize our public safety and erode our community trust. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Mims. And now we'll turn the call over to Beck Taylor, President of Whitworth University in Spokane, Washington. Please go ahead, President Taylor.
Thank you, Kathleen. Good morning. Well, we know that hundreds of thousands of young people and their families are at risk of losing their ability to support themselves and to contribute to the communities that they call home. For many Dreamers and for most of the undocumented students on my campus, the United States is the only home they have ever known. It has been a safe place for them to grow up and has provided them with educational and economic opportunities that would have not been possible in the countries in which they were born. And for that, they are very grateful and proud to be here. The Dreamers on my campus have made important and meaningful contributions to their communities and to our country. Dreamers at Whitworth University are among our student leaders, among those that volunteer in our community, and part of the next generation who will go into careers and professions that will improve Spokane, Washington State, and the entire country. Many Dreamers on my campus are students and employees, studying and working at the same time, and often supporting other family members financially. A solution is critical for healthy and supportive atmospheres at Whitworth University and other universities and colleges around the country. I'm one of more than 700 university and college presidents who signed a letter earlier this year in support of DACA. I've been to Washington, D.C. many times encouraging lawmakers to act immediately. We love and support our Dreamer students here at Whitworth. Dreamers work with you, they study with you, they worship with you. These young Dreamers are committed and exceptional, like so many of their generation, and Whitworth University's undocumented students are among our best and brightest. Simply put, we wouldn't be the institution we are today without them. And most important, they are grateful, as I said before, grateful for the opportunities this great country has given them. Whitworth University is a Christian university, and upholding the Christian values of empathy, compassion, and family, we urge our members of Congress to support passing a just, compassionate legislative solution to protect these young people and their families, their jobs, and their continued presence in our country. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, President Taylor. And now I'm going to turn the call over to Jason Mathis, Executive Vice President of the Salt Lake City Chamber of Commerce. Please go ahead, Jason.
Thanks, Kathleen. We are grateful that conservative Republican members of Utah's congressional delegation are helping to lead on this issue and are calling for immediate legislation. Representative Bishop and Representative Curtis have made very promising statements about DREAM legislation in the past week. Representative Love has sponsored the RAC Act, a promising version of the DREAM Act, and was also part of the recent letter to Speaker Ryan calling for a legislative solution this year. And Representative Stewart also signed the recent letter to Speaker Ryan and has co-sponsored the Bridge Act, which would be a temporary fix for DREAMers. There is absolutely no excuse for Congress not to act on this issue right now before the end of the year. Smart people across the political spectrum recognize the urgency of the situation, and nearly 90% of Americans want legal status for these kids. It's the right thing to do for Utah's economy and to keep America growing. Dreamers are students, teachers, doctors, service providers, innovators, and so much more. The United States is the only country that most of them know, and they call it home because it is their home. Ending DACA without Congress passing a permanent legislative solution means that hundreds of thousands of them will soon lose employment authorization. This is something that has allowed them to legally support themselves and their families in our country. I see this from a business perspective. Dreamers make important economic contributions to our country and to their communities. Dreamers are economic multipliers. With DACA, they have been able to move into higher skilled jobs and participate in the formal economy, improving their earnings and also improving the economies of the communities where they live. American workers and businesses depend on Dreamers, and we will face major upheaval if, all of a sudden, they can no longer work. DACA work permits have enabled them to work hard and purchase cars, homes, and other goods and services that fuel our economy and grow our tax base. They pay billions of dollars in federal, state, and local taxes every year. DACA has allowed them to come out of the shadows and fully participate in our economy and pay taxes just like every other American. They are students and workers who in many cases are also breadwinners for their families. They are members of our communities and our churches. Legislation that protects these young people from deportation serves the interests of American communities and families, and such legislation could pave the way for fixing other aspects of our immigration policy, including proposals to secure our borders, reform visa programs, and give other law-abiding immigrants pathways to legalization. Why right now? Why not next year? Fully implementing the solution will take, by most estimates, at least 7 months. Every day that passes without a solution fails hundreds of thousands of hardworking young people, their families, and the American workers and their families in the communities in which DACA recipients contribute. I always say it's nice when the right thing to do economically also happens to be the right thing to do from a compassionate and moral perspective. This is one of those cases where doing the right thing for business, the right thing for our economy, is also the morally right thing to do. Congress needs to do their job and find a solution for DACA recipients now.
Thank you very much, Jason. And our final speaker this morning is Bernardo Castro. Bernardo is a DACA recipient and student at Brigham Young University. Bernardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you for allowing me to be on this call with you today. I was brought to this country at a very young age. I was only 4 years old, and I don't really remember anything from Mexico. This is the only country that I know. I'm an American in every way except for status. I just wanted to be like everybody else growing up, just like all my friends that I grew up with. My mom brought us to Utah because my family is Mormon, and she wanted us to grow up with people who share her beliefs and values. So when we arrived, it was actually December. It was around these days, 22 years ago. I'm now 26 and two semesters away from graduating from BYU with a business management degree. I'm very excited for what the future holds for my wife and I, and hope that we're able to continue to contribute to this country we call home. So right now I'm in school, and I just remember growing up and finding out that I was undocumented. I actually applied for a driver's license and didn't know I didn't have a social to fill in that spot. And you know, I think about it and just how American that rite of passage is to get a driver's license is. It gives you the freedom of mobility to be able to go places. And that's something that I wasn't able to participate with my peers. And so that's something that I, that's the way that I found out that I was undocumented. Every day that Congress waits to find a solution is a day of growing uncertainty for me and hundreds of thousands of others just like me. Ending DACA without Congress passing a permanent solution means that hundreds of thousands of us will soon lose our employment ability. And something that's something that allows us to legally support ourselves and our families. We just want to keep contributing, keep providing for ourselves and our families here in our home, the United States. I had the chance of being in D.C. with several other faith leaders, as well as law enforcement representatives. And what was really interesting for me to see is just how much consensus there is on an issue. That's something that we don't see a lot politically very often. And so it's something that we need to take care of, because it's something that the American public wants. They see Dreamers as Americans, and I just want to say that I feel American in my heart as well. We need Congress to pass a solution as soon as possible. I urge our members of Congress to pass a permanent solution for Dreamers this year. There's no more time to wait. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on this call today.
Thank you, Bernardo. Operator, can you let media on the line know how to queue for questions, please?
Yes, ma'am. At this time, we open the floor for questions from the press. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, just press star two. Please limit your questions to one at a time. If you need to ask a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue after your question. Again, to ask a question, please press star one.
So in the meantime, Jason, I wanted to ask you about support. You talked from a business perspective as well, and you mentioned the support in the Utah delegation to Congress. What about in the business community? Do you see, how would you characterize the support there?
Well, the Salt Lake Chamber has been a long advocate for sensible, comprehensive, and conservative immigration reform. We recognize that immigrants are a vital part of our economy, that they actually help to fill roles in the economy that are not being filled by Americans, by American citizens. Right now, Utah has less than 3% unemployment, and we're facing huge shortages of workers for both high-skilled, highly trained jobs and hourly employees. When we have people here in our country who want to work, who want to contribute, who want to help grow our economy, and we turn them away because they don't have a piece of paper, it seems like one of the biggest mistakes we can make as we're trying to grow our economy, to keep our economy fully functioning, to keep moving in the right direction. Sometimes I think people have this misperception that immigrants are taking away jobs. there's studies that you look at actually say that immigrants help to create economic growth and help to create more jobs for American citizens. That's on a general sense. When you look specifically at Dreamers, at young people who have been part of our country, growing up in our country throughout their whole youth, clearly they're integrated into our communities, they're part of our communities, they're contributing members of our communities and of our economy, and that's why it's so critical that we solve this problem now and work towards fixing this solution, fixing this crisis that has been created so that these young people can continue to contribute. Sometimes I think members of Congress say, well, we don't know what's going to happen if we pass a piece of legislation. We don't know what the unintended consequences are. That excuse doesn't fly here because these people have had protection for the past several years, and we know what they're doing. We know that they're contributing to our economy. They're not a safety threat. They're actually helping to grow our economies and create stronger communities, and that's why it's so urgent that Congress moves on this issue right now to help solve this issue for these kids.
Operator, do we have any questions yet?
No, ma'am, not at this time. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1.
Okay. President Taylor, you mentioned signing a letter earlier this year along with other college presidents. What do you think would happen in colleges across this country if there is no solution for these Dreamers who are currently studying?
Yes, thank you. Higher education has really spoken with one voice on this issue. It was very encouraging for me to see how many college and university leaders have taken up this issue as being central to their institutional missions and to their service to our community. I think what we are most concerned about are really two things. One, of course, we know and love these students. They are part of our communities. We serve them. They serve us. They serve their communities. They are interwoven into the life and missions of our institutions. And so the idea or prospect of losing these students, of course, is not only terrifying for them and their families, but also very disheartening for us. But on a larger scale, we're very concerned about the drain of talent and potential that would occur if these students had to find new homes. These are remarkable students, and I can look to my undocumented and Dreamer students on my campus and say that they are contributing to the learning atmosphere, to leadership settings, and to many other ways that really contribute to our institution. I also know many of our Dreamer students who have graduated and gone on to jobs and employment in the United States, and I can speak with confidence that they are working in growth sectors, they are taking leadership roles, they are moving up the echelons of corporate America, serving nonprofits, ministries across the United States, and this is not a theoretical conversation. They are already contributing to the welfare and economy of the United States.
Thank you very much. So, Operator, if there are no questions from media, I'm going to thank our speakers. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.